This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
During World War II, the Protestant Huguenot peasant community of, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, La Chambon, France, hid, housed, fed, educated, and simply welcomed hundreds of Jews. And again, when they were asked why they would risk their very lives for their brothers and sisters, their Jewish brothers and sisters, the peasant farmers responded matter-of-factly with comments like, "It happened so naturally. We can't understand the fuss. The Bible says, feed the hungry and visit the sick. It was just the right thing to do." In an interview with Bill Moyers about La Chambon, the filmmaker of the movie Weapons of the Spirit said, "These days, we seem to think that good people are those who agonize. They sleep on it, and maybe in the morning, their conscience gets them to do the right thing." "No," he says, "this idea is wrong. People who agonize don't act, and people who act don't agonize." You see, theirs was not a sentimental faith. It was not extraordinary. It was simply a solid faith that was put to the test and found not to be wanting. Then there is William Carey. He was a cobbler turned Baptist missionary in the early 1800s in England, and God accomplished many great things through him. But before his death, people started to cast him as this hero. And they wanted to collect relics from him, and it bothered him greatly. Some of his former acquaintances were collecting things from his youth and early life, cups from which he had drunk, shoes he had made, even the wooden board advertising his cobbler shop. And as he lay dying in 1834, he summoned the Scottish missionary Alexander Duff to his side and whispered, "Mr. Duff, you have been speaking about Dr. Carey. When I am gone, say nothing about Dr. Carey. Speak about Dr. Carey's Savior." For the people of La Chambon, France, and for Dr. Carey in England, what they had wasn't great faith. What they had was faith in a great God. The apostles say to the Lord, "Increase our faith," to which he replies that the faith they wish for comes from beyond themselves. It is a gift from God. They cannot create it. They cannot earn it. Nor can they make demands on God despite their faithfulness. Their faith is one of dependency, looking to God for the power to accomplish miracles. In other words, their faith is about a relationship with God and a relationship that is built on trust. It's not about believing in Jesus, but rather about believing Jesus. It's not about the quantity, but rather the genuineness of our faith that matters. We are not to underestimate our faith, even if it's as tiny as a mustard seed. We are to claim it and to use it, because even the smallest grain will bring God's power to bear upon the needs of the world. There is already enough in us to do this, to lead a life of sharing the love of God and Jesus Christ without shame or apology. You and I have taken up the work of the disciples in this generation, and God uses all of us, even the most unlikely of us, to do His will, because it is not about us. It's about Jesus working through us and empowering us to show God's love to a broken world. Today, you and I continue in that ancient line of authority, and with God's help, we prepare others to meet Jesus with a love so sincere that they will see that our motives are pure.